One of the things I've noticed from some of my bigger losses over the years is that the smart crowd gets hurt the worst. So everyone thinks the crowd is not where you want to be. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. But I call it the smart crowd, the group of people who are constantly reading and researching, but they don't have any inside information, and they probably haven't been doing it for 20 or 30 years. But they're smart people who are interested in stories in the market, and they're willing to dig and look past just the initial headlines. When that group of people gets stuck the wrong way, it creates a really big market moves the opposite way. So some of my worst trades have been when I'm part of that group and I get sucked into a story and I get stubborn with it because I think I've done some kind of special research. But really, it's just clicking around on the internet and following a trail of stuff, which anybody can do. So right now, I think in a little bigger picture, two of those trades are long oil and long gold. So a lot of the newsletters I read and the smart people I talk to think that oil is been underinvested in the infrastructure, and it's bullish for a lot of reasons, and OPEC is misstating, and the IEA is misstating the real demand because of India, et cetera, et cetera. And oil has just gotten crushed the last maybe 4 or 5 days. The other one is gold, which has lasted a lot longer. And you see like the abuse of the fiat currencies and how gold should be much higher and things like that. And you read that over and over again, and it just keeps going down and down, and it might have its day. I'm sure it will. That's fine. But my point is, and this can be for any time frame, that when you are sucked into that crowd, that smart crowd, the crowd that has done a lot of research, who isn't just looking at Yahoo Finance and putting on a trade. I don't even know if anybody does that anymore, but just you've dug into it a little bit. You have to be really aware of, do you really know that this is true, or is it something that you're just getting led down a path to believe and it feels comfortable because everyone else agrees with you? And I know I hit on this again and again, but I think it's super important to figure out where you are on that spectrum. And sometimes the best trades I find are the ones that just kind of jump off the screen or jump off out of the world into my mind because things are not happening the way they should, or there's a technology that's taking off that no one expected, or you know, there's a well-known relationship that stops working. And those can be things that people don't notice but tend to work out more in the market, because the biggest moves always happen when people are positioned the wrong way or people are completely left, you know, they give up then, and it creates that huge wave, and then it sows the seeds for the next move the other way. But just be aware of that concept, because I think that if I was more aware of that, it would have saved me from some of my biggest losers and at least helped me get out, or maybe not trade so big. Because you're also thinking about potentially trading bigger when you do more research and become part of that group and thinks that something special should come to you because of all the work you've done. And it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes it's just reacting and understanding market positioning, and that's a way better way to look at it.